The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East said today he hopes the transition in Iraq will not significantly change the U.S. military's mission there. General John Abizaid also laid out what he says are key elements in the effort to defeat insurgents. Among them are political progress and continued training for Iraqi security forces. NPR's Eric Westervelt spoke with the general today and has this report.
For the last 2 days, General Abizaid has crisscrossed Iraq, as he does regularly, getting first-hand briefings on intelligence and the insurgency. In an NPR interview, General Abizaid concedes that many of the Iraqi forces are not yet ready to take control of their own security, especially before the transfer of authority this summer, tentatively scheduled for June 30th.
My estimation is they will not be ready by 1 July. I think most Iraqis would agree with that. Our job is to get them ready as quickly as we can, but not to get them ready so quickly as to make them ineffective.
While fatal attacks on U.S. troops are down in recent weeks, deadly bombings of Iraqis who cooperate with the Americans are up. General Abizaid says the U.S. has degraded the main insurgent network of attackers led by former Baathists. But there's concern that foreign fighters, such as freelance terrorist Abu Musab Zarqawi, are aggressively working to gain a stronger foothold in the Sunni triangle.
On the upswing are groups like Zarqawi and the various terrorist groups that we've seen moving in, although in numbers they're not high, but in terms of their organizational capability, they're something that you have to be careful about.
Abizaid is the four-star general responsible for troops in 25 countries, including combat operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. The current battle in Iraq is like any good counterinsurgency effort, he says, a slow, complex fight.
And this is what makes it such an interesting thing as you operate in Iraq. You know that the enemy doesn't have the power to defeat you militarily, and you know that there are other elements that you must help synchronize to bring to bear against the enemy in order to be victorious.
Those other elements, he says, are the careful mix and application of military, financial, and political might.
The idea that you will deploy military forces, kill all the insurgents, claim victory, and walk away is really one that doesn't take place in the modern world, at least that I know of. But operations that employ military force wisely, that employ economic help in the right places, that get angry young men off the street, and most importantly, build a political process that caused people to look towards a more moderate future.
But that political process in Iraq, especially on the planned transfer of sovereignty, is very much in flux. Whatever the outcome, Abizaid says, early elections or an expanded interim governing council, the general sees the likelihood of continued violence, and he called on any new Iraqi political body that might emerge to continue strong cooperation with the U.S. military.
The political maneuvering and friction and compromise will undoubtedly create violence. We've seen it already. We've seen Zarqawi in particular establish a network that's designed specifically to attack Iraqi institutions, Iraqi security institutions, and so it would be very unwise, I think, for any new Iraqi entity to ask the coalition forces to leave before Iraqi security forces were capable of handling the security.
General Abizaid declined to put a timeline on when he thinks Iraqis might be capable of defending themselves. He said, "We don't want to rush to failure." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.